Well, it's coming up for 8:30 on Monday morning. I'm riding west with the rising sun behind me. It's just got warm enough to take off my rain jacket. It was very cold early. I had my Gore-Tex mitts on as well when I set out at about 4:30 this morning from Mount Garnet. It was beautiful riding early on because there was a full moon in front of me lighting up things really as bright as day, and no wind to speak of, just the sounds of the bush and the occasional road train. I've now entered road train country. These road trains are prime mover plus three long trailers. They're up to 50 metres long, and they have right of way out here. You don't argue with them. Unfortunately, most of the roads here are only a narrow strip of sealed surface, just wide enough for one vehicle. So whenever a road train appears, you have to get off the sealed surface if you value your life, because the road train's not going to get off, and you probably wouldn't want them to get off anyway, because they have a lot of trouble controlling the whip on that third trailer, and if it starts skidding and spitting stones and rocks and stuff, you'll be in trouble anyway. When I was in Townsville, outside the bike shop changing my tyres, a guy who'd been in the bike shop came up and started chatting to me about bikes, and he was telling me he is a road train driver out this way, and he says he worries a lot about cyclists. He says controlling that third trailer once they get off the sealed road can be quite a problem. So I'm keeping my ears open and my eyes open. Whenever a road train appears, I get right off. The country I'm going through now is very arid. It's quite recently volcanic. Now, off to my left is Undara Lava Tubes National Park. There's some great examples of lava tubes there and some extinct volcanoes. Round about, every so often, you see some volcanic type rocks. Black, very black, few holes in them, stuff like that. I had a very long day yesterday, didn't get in till 7:50 last night. Legs were extremely tired from climbing a lot of hills. I've got a 360k day schedule for today. I just don't know that that's practical. I got up at 3:30. I hadn't prepared myself totally to leave this morning on time, so it took me a little bit longer to get ready to go. I left about 4:30. Since then, in the first 50k, quite a few hills still, so progress wasn't all that fast, although, like I said, it was very nice riding conditions. Now I've turned west. The road has flattened out, and I expect it to get flatter and flatter as the day progresses, and so as long as I don't get a headwind, and it seems to be a crosswind at the moment, I should make reasonable progress. However, I might call it a day earlier at another town. The towns are few and far between here, so my choice is probably a 220k day or a 360k day. Nothing in between. I guess I'll see how I'm going when I get to the 220k town and make a decision then.